Hi everyone. Welcome everyone to Illuminating Minds Podcast. Dr. Jarena Wells here. So much to talk about and so much to cover. Just now having my coffee. Can I get a hello? No. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Ralph Smart. He's really awesome. Been diving into his videos recently. A lot of the positive stuff. Some of the stuff that he talks about with awareness, but I really love listening to a lot of the stuff that he talks about regarding utilizing the power of your mind, you know, the mystery schools, you know, the hermetic principles and all that. It's just definitely bringing me back home to what we're here to do in the beginning. So much has happened. And been watching, I don't know if you've seen it yet, but on Gaia, I think you would all get a kick out of it. It's ancient civilizations. It's really the really good episodes. I am falling in love with the episodes. They're really wonderful. They really get into the nook and cranny, the science of everything, about who we are, where we come from. It covers the pyramids, covers Atlantis, just covers a lot of deep things that a lot of us are questioning about, wanting to know who we are, where we come from, and everything. But ancient civilizations on Gaia.com, you need to watch it. It is fascinating. It gets you so glued that you don't want to stop watching it. It's that crazy. Because it really gets into it. It talks about that, you know, we don't, just everything about Tower of Babel, about Yahweh, who Yahweh really truly is, you know, really wakes you up a lot. It talks about the two brothers that are at war with each other, Enki and Enlil, and how Enlil is connected with Yahweh in a lot of ways, because we see him as the god of enslavement, and a lot of people don't realize this. And we're starting to see things with our own eyes right now. We're starting to see people walking around, you know, it's just crazy, especially here in Mexico, walking around with masks, people getting sick with pneumonia, and yet they don't even know why, and it's called COVID. But what's going on is the mask wearing creates pneumonia, and it makes you even worse. Especially when you're walking around in the heat, you got this muzzle on your face, which is not given by the creator. You know, that's something that people are, you know, agreeing to put on their faces in the Yucatan heat, freaking sweltering hot. You're breathing in that bacteria, goes straight into your lungs, which creates pneumonia. It's a no-brainer, and people really need to stop and do their research about it. And I was listening to a scientist who basically said it's the most absurd thing to even think about walking around with a thing on your face. It's just ridiculous. It's the most ridiculous thing you could ever do. Unless, yes, you're sick and you don't want someone else to get sick. Sure, but, you know, that's what they would do in Japan. But to constantly, consistently work with it, walk with it, I mean, it's just not meant to be for the face. If that were the case, why weren't you born with it? Period. So I see a lot of that going on even here in Mexico, and it's just like, gosh, these poor people really need to wake up. But I'm going to tell you, those are the 99%. Those are the 99%. We are not the 99%. And that's a myth. That is a false illusion that they're putting out there on YouTube. All the rebels, we're the 99%. We're going to gather together. That's bullshit. Only the awake, the enlightened ones, which we are enlightened, and the ones that are listening to this podcast, you are enlightened. We are the enlightened ones. We are awake and aware because we're the ones questioning things like this. The 99% are the drones. Those are the people that just will not get it. It's not a bad thing. It's just in this lifetime, they're not supposed to get it, maybe. You know, maybe in the next lifetime when they come back, they're going to get it. But everything happens for a reason, and everything is perfect. Everything that's happening is a perfect experience. It may seem crazy, may seem psychotic, but it's happening the way it's supposed to happen. And it happens from within. We have to acknowledge that. We are the ones that are controlling and creating our own reality. If you don't believe that, or if you believe for one moment that you are the creator of your own reality, you would stop being a victim to the outer circumstances of your life. You would say, you know what? I took part in creating this or acquiescing to this, so I'm going to do something different. So my husband and I now, I mean, now we're getting along better. You know, we no longer have the whiskey issue problem, and we actually decided we're not longer going to be drinking anymore or bringing alcohol into the home anymore, because what it does, it really lowers your vibrational frequency. And I do love my wine every now and then. Wine is so delicious to me, but I've even had to put that aside as well, because what it does lower your vibrational frequency, and that's something we don't really need right now during these turbulent times that's going on. And whiskey is a spirit, brandy is a spirit. They're lovely to have once in a while, but not having it all the time. And we just started falling into that pit, because here in Mexico it's so easy to get. Everyone's drinking tequila, they got their mezcal, beer. I mean, it's just easy. Everyone can go and get it, you know. And we decided, you know what, I'm not blaming just my husband. No, I'm blaming myself, because I'm allowing him to go ahead and get the whiskey. I'm allowing myself to drink and take part in this, so knowing that he cannot have it. So that a lot of it is my fault as well. So this is just kind of an experience that we're going through, which is a wake-up call to say, you know what? What are we doing with our lives right now? We need to put a stop to this crap right now. So what do we need to do? So it was really funny. Out of this whole abyss of chaos came a beautiful creation. And I don't know if you know this, but Santos Bonacci, if you know anything about him, he's freaking phenomenal. He is a teacher in astrotheology and syncretism. He's been living in Mexico for some time. We did a workshop with him last year in November, and we had the most amazing time. He is such a loving guy, so humble, so sweet, such a sweet guy, very smart man, very passionate at what he does. Well, he fell in love. He found love in Mexico and Yucatan as well. And he is creating his school in Puerto Morelos or somewhere in the Yucatan. He's now creating his little academy in hermeticism and syncretism. And he's finally making his dream come true. And we're just really happy. And he asked me that question last year. He says, do you want to start a school together? You know, I can get a lot of funding. I want to, you know, I think it would be an awesome thing that we start the school. And at the time, I wasn't really ready. I was going through my own detoxing from a very nasty chemical I was taking without me realizing it, which was for sleep, okay? And I was not doing good. So now we've decided, you know what, we're going to move forward. We're going to create our school now. We're going to go ahead and create a physical school, not just an online school. We've been doing our online schools for years. But now it's come to a time now where we're ready to get our own school set up, our own Gods of Amenti school, and Raven Moon Shadow Temple and all that. It's going to be set in the Yucatan. We're actually looking in possibly the Coba area near the Tulum. That's where we really want to gravitate, near the Coba pyramids, because to me it's very, very powerful there, and it's surrounded by a lot of cenotes. So anywhere between maybe Valladolid and Coba, we're planning on getting property within the next month or so and start building upon that. We're going to build our little home, and right next to it, we're going to have our school. And it's going to be a part of Santos Bonacci's network as well. So he's going to be helping us with funding, with the crowdfunding and everything. So, because what my husband and I do, we talk about hermeticism. We talk about utilizing the power of the mind, the body, to create the reality you want. It's not just the mind, okay? It's not just about your emotions and feelings. It's a lot more than that. We call them the enlightened ones, which we are that as well, because they will never tell you you're enlightened. The enlightened ones, or the cabal, or whoever, the ones at the top. There's a lot more to creating your reality than just imagining, visualizing, and all of a sudden it starts to happen. There's a lot more to it. So we're going to be teaching our students exactly how to do that. Use their body. Use the power of words. Use the power of emotions. Everything combined, which is personal alchemy, to help to transmute your debtor slave self to being the God self, goddess self that you truly are. Okay, and it's through a lot of these mystery teachings. And I was part of the Hermetic Order of the Kabbalah, Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn, sorry, for many years, since I was like 17 years old. I was really young when I started out, but I didn't start joining their temple until I was 20 years old. And I learned a lot. I learned a lot from them, so much. And I do, I practice that type of work, Western traditions, Western magic, high magic, and I've been practicing that for so many years. It's pretty much, it's all a part of me. But I ended up moving it into my own niche where we don't conjure up Yahweh. If you feel that you want to do that, then that's up to you. Everybody has their own belief. But the reason why we don't conjure up Yahweh, and it's interesting, if you watch the ancient civilizations on Gaia, you will know a little bit more. But the two brothers, Enki and Enlil, I'm going to tell you a little story. I think you're going to get interested. Please go get some popcorn and some nuts and cranberries or raisins. I think you're going to like this. And thank you so much for coming to the show, by the way. Welcome, welcome, everyone. Thank you so much. There was a war between the two brothers, the Sumerian brothers. They were actually Anunnaki. And this is all going to tie in with the whole secure creditor stuff that we teach. Okay? The whole blasphemy that has happened didn't start in 1300s with the Unum Sanctum Trust. Okay? It didn't start back in the 1800s and the 1700s when the United States was created. It went way beyond that. Way back to when our star families, if you will, colonized the planet. Okay? Some of you may not believe it. It's okay. It's not about belief because we are not a religion. We just theorize. Okay? Does that sound okay? We just theorize and we contemplate and we think, they could have came from the stars. They could have came from inner earth. We really don't know. But all I know is the way that humanity has been treated for so many thousands of years is not normal. We've been treated as agriculture. Okay? As sheep, as cows. Why? Kind of like the movie Predator. If you've ever seen the movie Predator, what do you see? You see this predator come, that's an alien coming after the people like livestock and eating them. So this is what's happening. This is what's been going on for millions of years. These two brothers, Enki is considered Osiris and also is Thoth or Tehote or Hermes Trismegistus, okay, who is for the people. He's also seen as the serpent in the garden. Ooh, oh, blow your mind. He's seen as the serpent in the garden, trying to help humanity to open up their eyes from the enslavement of Yahweh. And Yahweh is linked with God, the so-called God, the creator God, which really he is not. Yahweh, which is linked with Enlil, Enki's brother. Okay? That is why this supposed God that many people have been worshiping for years, Allah, God, you know, that type, that same God, the Christian God, is actually the God of enslavement. He is not the God that you think he is. He is an alien geneticist, and what he was part of, he took part in genetically manipulating the human race. Okay. Now, we have already been, according to Sheldon Neidel, we have already, as humans, we were fully conscious before the Anunnaki ever came around, by the way. Okay, so they didn't create humans. They did not create humans, the Anunnaki. That's what they're trying to portray in some of these videos, and that is not 100% the truth. We have already come from the star Vega. Okay, the planet, or the star, a Vega system with Lyra and all that. According to Sheldon Neidel, who's a contactee of the Sirians, stated that we were considered aquatic apes. We were human, but we loved to swim. We loved to swim. We belonged in the ocean. We were actually oceanic. That's why when you cry your tears taste like salt water, doesn't it? Pretty interesting, right? There's a lot of things about us that is very aquatic. If a woman gives birth to a baby, what happens? The baby automatically knows to swim. If a monkey, okay, does the same thing, he wouldn't even know how to swim. So really, we did not come from monkeys. That is actually absurd, and that is a myth, a complete myth. So anyway, what happened was we were already fully conscious. We have already inhabited the planet Earth. We were already in humanoid form. We were already humans. But something happened during the time of Atlantis and the big great flood that did happen 11,000 years ago, which proves, even back then with the Sphinx, it even shows that the Sphinx was surrounded by water back in those days. There was a humongous flood that happened. And supposedly they said, oh, you know, God, it was a jealous God. That's Yahweh, always jealous, right? Jealous of you, of even you praying to another God. Ooh, jealous because he knows that there's other gods. And these gods were aliens. They were not gods. Okay? We were them. We were them, folks. And you will know this, the self-realization. If you've ever taken Ormus and meditated, you actually realize that you were them. You are them. You are the enlightened ones. You are the ones that came down and colonized the planet. Your soul, you came here several freaking lifetimes, but you are one of the great ones. We are the great ones. That's why we're here. We're here because we're doing it in an experiment, and what we're doing is we're just kind of checking everything out, okay? So what's happening is we were part of a great experiment, because when the humans, you know, the enlightened humans, the full conscious humans at the time, kind of lost their way when they ended up connecting with the Atlanteans, who were the Anunnakis, not the Atlanteans, I mean the Anunnakis that came to the Atlanteans, sorry, they wanted to say, hey, you know, we got something that you might want. Let's do a trade. You know, you can have some of our weaponry, and you can take control of your city to protect you from anyone who tries to hurt you, and you can have the same power that we have. So some of our Atlanteans actually fell victim for this BS, and they allowed the Anunnaki to come in, and then boom, before you know it, we completely forgot who we were, and they ended up genetically manipulating us. We were already around, though. We were already created. We were already humans. We came from other star systems, okay? But what happened was these Anunnaki, who is in control of, let's say, the political arena, okay, who's in control of the WHO and all that other crap that's going on in front of us, in front of our eyes right now, they tinkered with our DNA so that they can make us forget who we were and therefore become worker bees for the elite, okay? But really, they never really, maybe it was just a belief that they tinkered with our DNA. It was a belief. It was something that we came under amnesia, a major amnesia, and forgot completely who we were. And so therefore, we started worshiping them when we didn't have to worship them. So something happened during that time, okay? So this has been going on for millions of years. This is not something that happened 200 years ago. All of a sudden, yeah, we're, you know, the government took over the people and the bankers. This goes freaking beyond that, folks. I mean, it's going to be very difficult for many of you to swallow. It's very, very hard for many of you to swallow this information, because you're like, oh, this sounds like a fantasy. But really, don't you think that looking outside every day looks like a freaking cartoon every single day? And watching the media every single day, doesn't that look like a freaking cartoon? It looks freaking fake. Everything around us is fake. So this is what our mystery school is teaching. It's not only teaching people how to free themselves with paperwork. That's one part that we teach, to teach our students to become ambassadors. Yes. To free themselves from that system. Yes. Okay. That's one partial thing that we teach in our mystery school. And then we teach the other part, which is utilizing the power of the mind, becoming your own personal alchemist, your own magician, to know that the world around you is an illusion, so therefore you can control it anytime instead of becoming a victim to the outer circumstances. This is what we teach. This is what Gods of Amenti teaches people. In order for you to become a, let's say, secure creditor, and we don't even use that secure creditor terminology anymore. We just go beyond that. Ambassador, king, queen, of knowing who you truly are. You are the elite, folks. You are all the elite, the ones that are listening to this broadcast right now. You are the elite, but you forgot. Some of you have forgotten, but some of you recognize, oh my gosh, I know I am one of the great ones. I know this, but I want to sound humble. You know, some of us are like that. I want to be humble. I don't want to act like that, but we really are. Let's own it already. Let's own it already. So we're going through a great changes right now. The whole world's going through a great freaking change. It's going to go on a little bit longer. It's going to probably continue another week, another year. Maybe another year after that, we're not really sure. But things are going to start to continue the way that they are until we all wake up, until we finally realize, wow, okay, we got to start manifesting a better world right now, and we can do this. We can do this through the power of the mind, reprogramming the mind with affirmation suggestions every day, doing certain rituals, ritual rites every freaking morning, being disciplined, eating better, eating more life foods, okay? Journaling, writing down the things that we want every day that we want to create, that I'm here to create. Your words are very powerful. Invoking the angels, invoking whatever, the jinn, it doesn't matter what you want to invoke because you are God, folks. You are the creator of your own reality. But sometimes I get people, I get some other students, it's like they believe they're the creator of their own reality and they don't believe because they're still a victim of their circumstances. And that's not how you flow. That's not how we roll. You have to take full on responsibility for your reality. 100%, not 50%, not 5%. You have to take 100% of the shit that goes on in your life. Everyone. In order for you to be the great version of yourself. So yes, paperwork is one thing. To become a secure creditor and raise, you know, it helps to raise your awareness, to know who you are, to know about the laws and constitution and realize, oh my gosh, they have been playing us dirty. But it took you to really read the constitution, really learn about it and learn some of the laws and realize, oh my gosh, I have a lot more freedom than they make us sound like we have. And when we give our power away too much to the external world, we're giving our power away to the presidents. We're giving our power away to what's going on in the media, what's going on the news out there. We give our power away too much that's what's creating this reality for ourselves. So when we can actually take back not only the birth certificate bond, come on, folks, it's a lot more than that. You take that back, okay, so what? What about your energy? Take back that energy. Take back everything that you've been giving away to everyone else and become the great versions of yourselves and say, hey, today I am goddess. Today I am a creator and I'm going to create my own reality the way I want to create it. So I'm going to start off doing certain rituals. I'm going to do some banishings. I'm going to do some conjurations, some invocations. Breathe in, breathe out, do some yoga, whatever the hell that makes you feel freaking wonderful. Do some exercises to get your heart pumping. And then you just created your reality. It's that simple. It's not as hard as you think. So that's what we teach our students. We don't teach them just document work. Do your paperwork and then do it this way and it's the only way. If you don't, you're screwed. And you know, we're not like those grumpy teachers out there. There's a lot of grumpy people I've worked with in the past. And I tell you, they do not know that they're God Goddess. They have no freaking idea. You're the one that creates the paperwork. You're the one that creates the remedies. You're the one who creates the way, the ideas of how you can, of these solutions by your thoughts. So therefore, who knows? You probably created me in your reality, brought me into your reality to help you with certain types of paperwork for debt issues, to have a trust, to be a diplomat. Who knows? It was you who created this reality for yourself. So therefore, it attracted me and other people like us. You are a lot more than what you think. Believe me. And don't give away your power to other teachers either. That's another thing. We empower our students to think for themselves. Please. Some things you might not agree with me, that's fine. It's okay. But all I know is I know certain things that have actually helped me through my own experience, and I will share that with you. And you take whatever it is that you wish, and then you can combine it with whatever you want. It doesn't matter. Okay? So I just teach what I've learned along the way. I've gotten out of child support. I've gotten out of a lot of crazy stuff. And I've been able to be very, very successful. I'm able to travel the world. I'm able to, you know, do whatever the heck I want, and I'm free. And we live in Mexico, and we prefer Mexico. We love the United States as well. But until things start to get a little bit, you know, more solid over there, then we would probably consider going back there to the States. Because one moment, you know, it's just complete tyranny. It's crazy over there right now. It's really crazy. A lot of these rich companies, that's true. These rich companies, UK, Canada, United States, are just really pushing their agenda greatly over there. Why? I think also because many of the people there are asking questions like, what's going on? This isn't right. But places here in Mexico, it's like you can just tell them, go ahead, put a mask on, and you don't have many people fighting against, because they're very docile in a way. They believe, oh, the government's doing the best for us, and we're going to follow them. So there's not much resistance in this part of the world here. Okay, so there's not so much hardships either. They're not really pushing their agenda as hard here as they are up there for some reason in UK, Canada, and the United States, and you know, Australia and places like that. So it's going to continue a little bit until people start to wake up and say, you know what, this is all bullshit, this is all stupid. We're going to put a stop to it right now. And you all have the right to do that. You all have the power to do that through your invocations, through your prayers, through your, you know, meditation, whatever it is that you do on a spiritual level, it should be done every single freaking day. It should be done every day. You should discipline yourself. You should have a altar of some sort, just a little altar. You know, put some figurines, a rose, water, candles, crystals or something, pictures of something, like maybe some nice deities that make you feel good and feel connected, so that, or your ancestors, put some pictures of your ancestors on your altar. So that way, you know that you're not alone. It makes you feel better, okay? You're not alone, and we're not all alone. This is so important for us to grasp, everybody. So this is exactly what we're going to be doing when we get we start working on our school. We're very, very excited about it. Like I said, within the next month or two, we're going to be getting land. We're going to start building on it. And we're going to build the school. And what it is, it's not going to be a school where it's like a day-to-day school, just like your average conventional school. It's just basically a place for us to do our workshops. We're going to be doing workshops, a one-day workshop for some, you know, teaching people how others and assisting others with their ascension, okay, their evolution, if you will, to help them to evolve in a better way and connect with others to help them evolve in a better way. Because really, what's happening is this chaos that's happening in front of our faces. A lot of things that are going on right now is not going to last very long. It's not going to last. They make it sound like it's going to be forever, but I really do believe that the frequencies are collapsing as far as the archons, the 3D matrix is collapsing. That's what's going on right now. The matrix is collapsing right in front of our eyes. We could see through their fear by how they're treating the people. We can see the fear from the archons right now. They know it. They know their time is over. Because those of us that are enlightened and are awake, we already see through the lies. So therefore, because of that, we're not going to be involved in this reality for very long. I believe that with all my heart. And it's not even my heart, it's a knowing. This is not going to last very long. We have a choice. We all have a choice in what we're going to do. And what I highly suggest, and I tell everyone, you know, start getting your own land somewhere. It doesn't matter where you're at. Just go buy land somewhere. Start building on your land. Start building your house. Start eating from your land. Start going back to the way things used to be. We're going to have to go back to the earth. That's how we're going to survive this, okay? This is part of it. And then also there could be another cataclysmic shift happening too. That's something we have to realize. It's going to be a big change of the system right now. The system of the 3D world is falling right before our eyes. They want to throw the agenda that, oh, we're all going to be under one world government and it's not going to happen. It's only going to happen for those that are partaking in their human, not sacrifice, what's that word? The human ritual. The mask is a ritual for Baphomet, by the way. He is the devil, okay? This is a ritual for Baphomet, the mask wearing. And the code, you know, the QRC code, all that stuff is part of the whole beast system, if you will. So they're going to be bringing everybody in under this. They're going to try to anyway. I'm not saying they're going to succeed, because I don't believe they will, because our God selves will not allow it. Okay. We have other participants in play, whether you want to call them the Palladians, the Syrians. I mean, who knows? Your guardian angels, your ancestors, but your higher you are part of something great. And when you start to acknowledge that you are a lot bigger than these archons, this whole world's going to shift. Your own world's going to shift, okay? So it's not too much entirely on a collective level, like, oh, we all have to raise our frequency collectively so we can make it up. No. It's not about collective. It's about you. It's all about you, because only you, you are connected to all that is. You are one. One is, you are the collective. You are everything. All it takes is one of you to do it. You cannot wait for the whole world to do it. No. It only takes one person. Because it's your reality. It's your creation. It's your world. There's how many billions of parallel realities? There's same parallel realities as human beings on this planet. There's exact same parallel realities. So everyone's got their own perception of how they are living their lives. You are the one in control. You are the one creating this reality for yourself. You don't have to wait for the whole world to wake up. That's untrue as well. That is another belief system. Just wait for the Pleiadians. Wait for everyone to do everything. Just sit on your hands and just wait. That is another myth. But yet, while everyone's waiting, people are getting inoculated. People are dying. Okay? So it's not about you waiting. Don't ever listen to that BS. It's about you creating. You need to create. You're all creators. You have to take that power back. Every single one of you need to create. That's all. Create a world that you want. Don't continue to complain about the world that you don't want every single day. Oh, my God, look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Oh, my God, I hate this. I hate this. I hate this president. I hate these people. Stop creating that. Your words are powerful, and they are weapons, too. And they will. They'll beat your ass up everywhere. Believe me. I know this very well. You've got to be very careful with your words, especially when you start doing your rituals every single day to protect yourself, okay? But yes, there is a war going on out there, but it's not out there. It's inside of our heads. So whatever, you know, we talk about the two brothers, Enlil, who's Yahweh, the God of enslavement, the God that tells you what to do and how to do, and if you don't, you get thrown in hell. That's Yahweh. That is a, like I say, an alien geneticist, and that was a controller, okay? That is not your God, because you are God. You are the creator of your own reality, not that God. So Enlil, Yahweh would represent your ego, okay? And then Enki, who is good for all of humanity, who wants to help humanity, to empower humanity to be the gods that they truly are, that is your superconscious mind. That's your subconscious, superconscious. That's what he represents. So everything that happens out there, the gods, Enlil, Enki, you know, all this stuff going on, it is going on in your freaking heads right now, folks. And that's what I love about Santos Bonacci's teachings. He really gravitates to that. He sees the world out there and he brings it into your mind. Like, nope. This is the Christ, the Christos. It goes up here in your head and the pineal gland. I mean, he's freaking amazing. So we combine our teachings together, and we do the work together. So I'm very grateful for this. I'm very fascinated about this, and this is exactly what we're doing. You know, we're creating our school as well, our school of thought, when he has his school of thought, and then eventually we're going to be doing our workshops together again. That's what we're planning on doing, okay? So Mexico, we decided to pick here, the Yucatan area. Like I said, our souls already knew this. I didn't know this. I didn't know this coming here would mean something. I was just on vacation one time back in 2012 to Cancun in February. It was a vacation just to see the pyramids, to come see the beautiful clear water. And then since then, I said, you know what? I'm moving here. That's it. I fell in love, and I ended up moving here. So I've been living here since 2012. Yes, we've been traveling to other places. You know, we've traveled the world, but we always come back here. Why? Well, Enki, Thoth, Hermes Trismegistus, also known as Osiris, when the Great Flood happened and he had to leave Egypt, they came here. Most of the followers came here to the Yucatan. The Mayans are actually the real Egyptians. Even Santos Bonacci agrees with me with that one. The Mayans, the ancient Maya, are actually the real Egyptians, because the Kemetians and the Mayans were together on the Nile. They were working together along the Nile, according to a book that I read by, it's called, let me get that book here while I'm on it, because it's really exciting. It's about the stone tablets, and he goes and talks about Lemuria. Okay, let me see here. It's really fascinating work. It will blow your mind. They talk a lot about Atlantis and all that stuff, but there is other stuff too. And it goes all the way to Mexico City. Goodness, what is his name? It's about the stone tablets that came from Lemuria. Okay. So there's so much amazing information. Okay, it's called, I got it right here, Tablets of Mu. Here, let me see here. The Stone Tablets of Mu by Jack E. Churchward. The Stone Tablets of Mu by Jack E. Churchward. He mentions the Stone Tablets of Mu are here in Mexico. And it is fascinating. I read that whole book, of course, ate it up in one day. Okay, and it really goes into the science of everything. So another thing, why we're here, we didn't even know it. We got one of the most powerful ley lines because we're right next to the pyramids. Also, the Emerald Tablet of Thoth was found and discovered here in the Yucatan, along with the other crystal skulls. I believe there are three crystal skulls that were found here as well. And I will tell you through my experience, when I went to Egypt back in 2017 for the first time, and I actually went to go meet with the pyramids, I already knew I was part of the pyramids. I am very ancient, more ancient than the pharaonic time. The pharaohs, I was beyond that. I was way before that time. And something happened. I cried. I mourned. By being there, it was a sign of mourning for me because I lost somebody that I loved or people that I loved during that time. So I would say I was not Egyptian. I was another a race. I don't know what race I was, but I was very, very ancient. You know, I would probably say Atlantean, Kemetian, Syrian, who knows what. I don't know. I don't give myself a label. But all I know is I'm a lot more ancient. I'm ancient history compared to the pharaonic times. Even though I would love to fantasize and, oh, I was this queen and I was, oh, you know, of course I would love to do that. But really, the reality was like, nope, you're very ancient and you came from the stars. Very ancient, ancient, ancient. So I could have been one of the Sumerians. I could have been one of the Anunnaki, you know, who came down, and I was part of the Inki crew, you know, because it's really funny. Here we are in the Yucatan, and we are totally for Inki. We're totally for the Hermeticism. Hermetics falls under Inki. Kabbalah falls under Inki. And according to the Roman Church, Inki is Satan. Inki is evil, and he's not. So everything reverse, we see everything in reverse because we were taught like that, so we don't know the truth. It's very freaky stuff, isn't it? Learn about it. Read the book, The Epic of Gilgamesh. I read that. I had that book years ago. The Epic of Gilgamesh, read about it, about the Sumerian gods. These gods were extraterrestrials, okay? These gods were us. Read the Terra Papers.
T-E-R-R-A.
Yeah, T-E-R-R-A. Papers, and watch Ancient Civilizations by Gaia on Gaia.com. It will literally blow your mind. So with all of this knowledge, I came here. Now I'm not saying, you know, listen to me because I'm ancient and you better listen to me. No, no, no. I think that what I say resonates with you because you are ancient as well. You're very ancient. And my experience, like I said, in ancient Egypt, I went to Peru, I've been to Thailand, I've been all over the freaking place, but I never in my life experienced what I experienced at that one of those pyramids. It freaking shook me that when I came back, I didn't know who the hell I was anymore. I lost my ego of being Druana. I was like, who the hell is that? Shit, man. Talk about mind-blowing. If you're ready to change your life and you want to know who the hell you were, go to Egypt and figure out your soul. That's all I have to say. So I came back here. My purpose on this planet now, I know more than anything now. Had to go through a lot of hell after that pyramid experience. But I came back so I can have my people remember who the frick they are. Only my people. Not the 99%. I don't care about them. I'm talking about the people that are part of Inki, the Thoth side, the awake and aware. You are our people. We are gathering the ground crew. We are gathering our ground crew. And this is exactly what we're doing. We are here for Inki. No, we don't worship Inki. I don't worship him. He's not a god. He is us. Okay? We are them. We are them. When we go to Luxor, if you ever go to Luxor, you're going to see the buildings. You're going to see how freaking tall they are, the pillars. And you're going to say, oh my God, they were so tall. And they were, because that was us. We were them. We were them. So we are them. We are not were. We are them now. We came back as little human beings in these vessels. So we can grab our ground crew and bring them all together and claim who we are, that we are the ambassadors of this planet. We are the stewards. We are here to help awaken our own people. I don't have time to wake up the world. I'm only here to help wake up our own people, the ones that know that question. We are here. Why? I know I'm here for something. Oh my gosh. This is why I'm here. They sent me here. They sent me here to do this work, to do the secure creditor work. Okay. And for the longest time, I didn't understand that. I didn't get it. I'm like, why am I into this legal crap? I'm not into legal paperwork. I'm into tarot cards, psychic readings, energy healing, ancient civilizations, UFO stuff. I don't care about legal crap. Why am I being thrown into this? But something happened. It was a reality that I had an ex-husband. He had to be my opponent so I can wake up. You know, he was all part of it. My first ex, who did a brilliant job, by the way, to wake me up from being this just a housewife and, you know, a mom and a little witch, you know, or Wicca girl, into knowing who the hell I truly am, that I'm here to do something very freaking important, that I have a ground crew, that I'm part of something very, very, very powerful. And Eddie told me years ago, he told me many, many years ago, you're here to do something very important. He says, I don't know, but they know. And I go, who the hell is they? He goes, they. The Syrians, the Palladians, I don't know. They know there's something that you're going to do for the world, but I really don't know. And now I know. Finally, after all 4 years and this 4 months of craziness in my life, I'm finally getting it. Finally figuring it out. The reason why I separated from M1, and I'm not going to talk bad about him, but I will say this. He's a very clever man. He's very knowledgeable. He has a lot of information. But you know what? Me, my guide said, no more. He's following Enlil. He's following the Ascended Masters. Anything to do with Ascended Masters is Yahweh, folks. Something, and I didn't know it back then. I had no idea. All I knew was there was something wrong. It didn't make sense. He drank heavily, a lot of tequila. He loves his tequila. He can drink a whole bottle. And then he would yell at some of my students. He wouldn't treat them very nice. But yet he would ask for thousands and thousands of freaking dollars. And I'm like, and then he says, anybody that I teach, if you learn from Drewanna, you better write a contract that you'll never talk to her again, because he's threatened by me. He is very threatened by me. It's something about me that he knows. Something that I might not know about myself. But all I know is I'm here because I'm here on a mission to do the right thing. To do the right thing. To do what I'm here to do, to help my people grow. And whoever he brings on the table, good. I hope he does. It doesn't matter. I'm not jealous. I'm not jealous like that at all, because I know those people are not my people. those are his people, and he's going to be leading down that road of Enlil, and he needs to. That's fine. He's doing the right thing. He's doing his work. He may not even know he's doing his work, but that's what he's doing. You understand? I know what I'm doing. And that's why I've always been fascinated with Thoth, the Egyptian gods, you know, all that. But they were not gods. They were us. They were aliens. They were humanoid. They were us, folks. If we're connected, if you have a connection with Egypt and the gods, and you just get this feeling of, oh my God, I'm just in love, or you just feel this familiarity, it's because you're in love with yourself. You're looking at yourself. Isn't that adorable? You're looking at yourself. You are looking at you. You are looking at who you were before, how you fell in love with who you used to be, because it feels so familiar. Even if it's Greek gods or Odin or I don't know, you just feel that connection because you know who you are. So now we're being faced with a lot of crazy things right now. You know, we're being faced with a lot. And the mask has a lot to do. It's a symbolism that basically talks about submission. Submitting to what? Submitting to Enlil. Submitting to Yahweh. Submitting to slavery. That's why I know I made that decision years ago. I would never submit to that ever again. Ever. When I decided to connect with Enki's side. So we're here in the Yucatan. We've been here for a long time. We have been pulled here for a reason. The only thing I don't like about it, it's freaking hot as hell. I'm not used to this weather still. That's the only thing I don't like. I prefer nice, cooler weather. Mediterranean, California weather is, to me, that's the best, but that's not where we're meant to be. We have to be here. We have to be here because we're here to hold the energies, because we are the ancient ones. We are Enki's crew, and we have to be here. And I believe full-heartedly Santos Bonacci is one of them. He is so Enki all the way. I can totally see him as a child of Enki big time. So that's what I wanted to share with everyone, okay? Hope you enjoyed this podcast. I know it's a lot of information. Please watch Ancient Civilizations. You're going to learn so much from it. And yes, I am still taking, I have 6 more people for 6 seats for the Ambassador Mentorship 3-month program if you want to sign up. The beautiful thing about it, you get to get the ultimate ambassador. It's the ultimate ambassador package, basically, of all the information I'm going to be teaching. Plus, you get a trust with it. You can get a trust of your choice, whether it's a business trust or a silver bullet trust. And if you want to know more about it, go to securecreditor.com/packages. securecreditor.com/packages. Much love and light, everyone. And, oh, it's called Ancient Civilizations. Ancient Civilizations, and it's Gaia, GAIA.com. GAIA.com and look up Ancient Civilizations. You guys are gonna thank me. You're gonna love it. You're so very welcome, everyone. Much love and light, everyone. Much love and light. You ancient gods, you. Remember who you are. This is what we're here for. It's the most exciting time. It's exciting time to be alive right now. We are ancient ones. We are the ones we've been truly waiting for. And I'll see you tomorrow at 12 o'clock Central.